Riki Tenana is kindly with us for a kōrero, co-director at a National Science Challenge, which we know has been under tremendous pressure. All of these National Science Challenges, there are 11 that are ceasing in 2 months. New government saying that the funding isn't there. Riki has connections to Raukawa, Ngāti Hauwa, Tūwharetō, Maniapoto and Ngāpui, and has been working in the kaupapa Māori research space for 2 decades, a lot of it at Unitech. And it's lovely to have a kōrero with you today. Riki, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnei.
Kia ora, namahi o te ata. Kia koe, Dale o te rā, ki te whānau, whānau e whakarongo mai ana i tēnei wā. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Well, listen, let your emotions out. Don't keep them in check. The very mahi that you've been involved in all these years, getting the chop. And, sad to see this as a reality. Tell us a little about your particular science challenge for Tangata Whenua and that our people realise, what we're losing.
Well, I am the co-director Tangata Whenua for the Building Better Homes, Towns and Cities National Science Challenge, and our focus, there's been a couple of focus for us. One is to, and I am really riding the wave of those who've come before me, but one was to develop a Tiriti-based National Science Challenge, having a very clear relationship with Tangata Tiriti, but also progressing an agenda of equitable and equal resources to our kairanga home Māori and our whānau, hapū, iwi and hapori groups who were interested in looking at rangahau in the built environment, Māori housing, urban planning, community development, the kind of the very broad range of our built environment. So that has been the agenda of the National Science Challenge. I would say for the last, we were the 11th of 10 challenges originally, and so that has been a key driver for us to ensure that our Māori communities, alongside kairanga hau Māori, would be able to address issues and challenges they were facing in their spaces at this present time. That's the challenge. Did you have another question?
Well, it's just, like many others, frustrated that here we are trying to build better homes, towns and cities. We're a proud people. Sometimes we're not reflected in the planning. It's been done by others. And so we were hoping that with your research and with a Māori focus, teaming up with a Western academic focus, we'd get a better plan going forward. But it feels like the National Science Challenges and the kaimahi involved in them have been cut off at their knees.
I kind of think that, kairanga hau Māori are activists in their own right. They don't do research for research's sake, and it's not about an idea that they have. The majority of researchers, and I come from Māori research background, is that we are, we're in the space to enhance, to address, to uplift the wellbeing of our people, right? So we're kind of a different group. And I will say that I want to acknowledge all the kairangahau Māori who first came to the challenges, because we were not even considered in the original design of the National Science Challenge. And it was the insistence of kairanga hau Māori 10 years ago that said, we're here and we're not going anywhere, and we expect to have the ability and the resources to do research on and on behalf of our people. So, like everything that we've done in this country, we need to fight for it first. And I think that's important to remember. So while we are gutted, our people, including research, we can pivot on a 10-cent coin. And even though that funding, and it's millions of dollars of funding, will be cut, that won't stop us from, continuing the rangahau that we believe is important. for our whānau and our hapū iwi and community. So we, you know, we're not about to lie down or sit down. Although the challenges from the government are what they are, the whole research sector, the science and innovation and research sector, is under the microscope. So, yes, we're disappointed. But if I have to reflect on the 10 years, I would say that we had an opportunity to do our rangahau our way in our community. We grew quite a significant kai rangahau community-based workforce, and they're not stopping for anybody. And so, you know, at that sort of hapū iwi level, you will see the continuation of research and development. Even though the funding for National Science Challenge is there, we will look for funding somewhere else. We will keep moving forward. So, we've been here before in a number of spaces. And if we want to stay in the space of, applying for government funding, and there's a number of spaces we can apply as Kairangahau Māori, we have to have a nuanced application. So, you know, we have to be able to include in our applications our ability to contribute to the economy, our ability to enhance living in Aotearoa. So, you know, we're not without our resources to be competitive, be in the research space on our own terms. But it is a slightly challenging one given the nature of our current government.
Well, it's been a pleasure. As the saying goes, the struggle without end. We must fight on, but we have developed a wonderful cohort of kai rangahau, as you say, and all the best with how life unfolds in front of you. Disappointing that it is that funding to these national science challenges is to be curtailed. Thanks very much for joining us on the program today. Te hia, I look forward to another conversation soon. Mauri ora kia koe te tuhine.
Kia koe hoki. Nga mahi.
Nga mahi.